Memorial Day is just around the corner, and to me, that's the start of summer. That means going to the beach. That means perhaps getting more sun than you usually would. Dr. Vivian Wu, Henry Ford Health Cancer Surgeon, is giving us a warning before the start of summer that we really need to protect ourselves and be careful. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I mean, this is something people know, but it's good to get the message out there again. What should we do to protect ourselves?
Well, as we enter this sunny season, maybe not today, but certainly as we enter the summer, we need to start thinking about covering our skin with hats and sunscreen. Sunscreen reapplication should happen every 2 hours or so, and I'd probably use an SPF 30 or greater.
Even when you're, you know, not out there laying out at the beach or golfing for 4 hours outside, my mom always told me, put sunscreen on all the time.
Yeah, this is true. So UV rays can actually penetrate through glass. I think that's the UVA type of ray. And that's the type of ray that actually causes wrinkles in your skin. So yes, that can penetrate through glass. So you should be wearing it all the time, even indoors at times, if you're near a window.
Dr. Wu, these indoor tanning machines have gotten popular over recent years, you know, and they pose a risk to our skin. What do you say to the people who want to continue to use those machines?
You know, I'd say my younger patients that I see are generally tanning bed users. You know, skin cancer in general is a disease of the elderly, but when I have a young person coming in with the chief complaint being a skin cancer, almost always the story is that they spend a lot of time under the tanning beds.
Well, you said disease of the elderly. It is a disease of the older, but I got to tell you, I play golf with some guys that are, you know, in their 60s, and they don't put on the sunscreen because they say, well, I've already done all the damage I can do to my skin. It won't do any good anyway. If I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it. Are they right?
Skin cancer can affect different parts of the body differently. And so, yeah, maybe they have exposed their scalp to it, but let's say their ears didn't get any exposure. And so it's always good to try to protect yourself early, no matter what. And even now after years of sun damage, you should continue to use sunscreen or wide-brim hats.
A question for you. I heard that 30 SPF is sort of the greatest thing you could do, that these numbers that they have out there on the shelves, the 100s or whatever, aren't necessarily better.
You know, I would probably say that's true. That being said, I also buy 50 to 75 for myself.
Okay.
But at the very minimum, you know, you should be applying 30 SPF every 2 hours. You know, some people question whether or not if you have higher SPF, you can apply less often. I'd say you should just try to remember, maybe even set your alarm for every 2 hours. And then if you forget for 15 minutes, that's okay. You know, put it on when you remember.
Doctor, we probably should regularly be checking our skin for changes. And so what are some of the signs or changes that we should be looking out for? And when should we have to seek some type of medical attention if we notice something unusual?
You know, there's data out there to show that 50% of the skin cancers are actually from self-exam. So it's not like people are showing up at the dermatologist and the dermatologists are finding all of them. It's 50% self-exam. So things to look for are changes, so lesions that have changed in color or changed in size, certainly. The borders to see if they're regular or if they're irregular or if they're smooth. It's one of the acronyms that we use for melanoma, at least, is ABCD. So it's an asymmetric border, asymmetry of the actual lesion, the border being irregular, the color being sort of mottled, the diameter being greater than 4 to 6 millimeters, and then an evolving lesion. These are things we want to look at and be a bit more concerned about, maybe get yourself into a dermatologist.
For the metric challenge, that would be the size of a pea.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Exactly.
You know, it's the other thing is it's self-exam, but also make use of your spouse because there are things on your back and shoulders that you can't see.
Absolutely. Spouses are critical. In addition, our hairdressers, I've had several patients come in who their hairdresser found their lesion. You know, make sure to check the back of your ears. I see a lot of cancers on the ears, you know, and a lot of people say, hey, I'm looking in the mirror. I don't see the back of the ear here. So, you know, just make sure you take a feel around. If there's something crusty or a lesion that keeps, some people say they keep picking at a lesion and it doesn't go away. You know, these are ones that we want to be a little careful with.
For the very young, I have a little girl. I try and get it on her as much as I can, but she doesn't like it very much. But that is a struggle that we all should have with our kids, right?
Absolutely. You know, and I know that we all love to use the spray cans, and those are okay, but I think it's important to not only spray, but then take your hands and sort of rub it everywhere so you really know that you've covered all areas.
Is 30 enough for a child, especially a toddler with fair skin?
You know, I would use 30, and then I would add on top of that some UV protective clothing. And again, those hats are critically important. Even sunglasses. You want to protect your eyeballs, too.
Well, that's another thing she doesn't want to wear.
Well, the other thing, though, I mean, I've seen this, especially with young teens, the kids that are taking jobs this summer as lifeguards or as caddies. They don't often wear eye protection, and that can be really determinative as to whether or not they have cataracts later on in life, right?
You know, I don't know the data behind sun exposure and cataracts, but there are things like uveal melanomas. These are skin cancers in the eye, which are clearly very difficult to manage and present usually in advanced stages.
How risky is skin cancer for those people of color, and especially those in the African-American community, some with darker skin? They still need to have this sunscreen on them as well. I know a lot of African-American friends of mine, they don't wear sunscreen, but they should wear it as well.
I don't disagree with that at all. You know, of course, the numbers in our Caucasian populations are much higher than those in our African American and Hispanic populations. But I think it's important to still protect yourself with, you know, it's just a little bit of sunscreen. It takes, you know, 2-3 minutes. And we don't want to have anybody have to go through a cancer experience if they don't need to.
This is a great advice. Summer is coming, even though it's cloudy and rainy today. It is coming, and so we do need to protect ourselves. Dr. Vivian Wu, Henry Ford Health Cancer Surgeon, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks so much for bringing up this very important topic. Thanks.
And you guys, not just cancer, you don't want wrinkles. So I put the sunscreen on every day. And my friend told me, also her parents are dermatologists, on your hands too, because you don't want wrinkles on your hands.
You know, it's funny. Friends who have been really not obsessive, but have been very responsible about that, they do look younger than, you know, guys like me that just didn't behave very smartly.
Protect yourself on the golf course, Lloyd, when you spend your time out summer too.
Yep, when I'm having a little cigar out there on the,
yes,
on the porch.
You, Mr. Melanin blessed.
Yeah, but listen, you know, but I have this spot right here.
I saw him looking at a mole over there.
No, I have the spot right here. And when I go to the doctor for my checkup, I ask him, or he says, no, that's not, you know, cancer or anything. But
you're right.
Checked out,
you know? I'm glad you brought it up, because there is a false sense of security, including those of us that are dark complected.
Yeah.
White
Absolutely.
Folks that are dark complected. I tan easily, so I don't have to worry.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, I have melanin in my skin, so I don't
need
to.
You still need to put that layer of protection.
Your cells may have a different idea.
That's right.
Coming up, we talked about this yesterday, the presidential debates, there will be two of them, plus Republicans just heading for a show of support to New York for Donald Trump's trial. We're going to talk about all of that with Jason Rowe, principal of Rowe Strategic. Plus, we're going to get updates on Scottie Scheffler. The video's coming out of the number one golfer in the world being led away. It's just crazy. Much more coming up on JR Morning.